I'm going to ask Pastor Di if she would come on up. I know she has a word that the Lord has placed upon her heart.
Okay.
Are you on?
I don't know. I'm afraid to talk.
Cut it down, Mike.
A little bit? Cut it down a little? Thank you, Mike.
There you go. That's good.
That's right. Thank you. Okay. So many people homesick. They were calling us this morning, letting us know. No one has COVID, but we really do have to pray for them. So we just want to pray for our brothers and sisters and their children, their families. Father, we just ask, God, that you would visit them and you would raise them up, Lord, that this would be quickly, that they would have a testimony, that they would know, Father, that you have touched them. Strengthen each one in the name of your Son. Amen. All right, if you would turn with me, please. Let's go to Isaiah 60. All right, would you stand with me, please? Good. Good. Thank you, Lord. We have often preached on this portion of Scripture, Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. And I felt, Lord, I felt the Spirit leading me to preach on this again. And I've said, Lord, are you sure? And boy, did he confirm it. So I'm going to read these two scriptures right now. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you. And his glory will be seen upon you. Amen. Spirit of God, just use me as a vessel. Speak to us, build us up, give us assurance, and give us the depth and the dimension of what God is saying to the church today. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. And you can be seated. Bruce did such a beautiful job in bringing joy, didn't he? The joy of the Lord. And my brother, he mentioned shine for a while there, right? You said the word shine. And you said, I think you were saying that you're shining. You're shining, meaning the body of Christ. And that's really what I'm talking about. So thank you. Thank you. Okay. You know, we've spoken, like I said, so much about glory. What is the glory? What is the glorious church, that end time church? What is it? When I read this portion of Scripture, and in verse 2, and his glory will be seen upon you. So we know that we're in the last days, right? We know, right? Put your hand up if you believe in that.
Amen.
And we know that in the last days, God is going to do tremendous things. He's going to do tremendous things even through us. Amen? Your light has already come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. We see the thick darkness covering the earth. We're only beginning to see it. I believe this is only the beginning. And we, you know, I'm not going to read the newspaper to you. I'm sure you're well aware, and we've spoken about so many things here that is, we see the darkness. We see it coming more and more and more, right? Deep darkness. But the Lord himself will rise over you. Will arise over you. The Lord will arise over you. Think about that. As the darkness is coming, like a fog, you know, I just see it like a fog coming over the earth, over the land, this darkness. But the Lord will arise over you. My God, give us an understanding. My God, give us revelation. God, open up our eyes. And I'll say it again, I've said it so many times. You could have lived and died 100 years ago, 200 years ago, for God has called you to live at this time. You and I to live at this moment in time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, I just want to do a little exercise. Put your hand over here, right over here. Let's just call God. Just let him know that we want him. And we want him, we want this, him to rest upon us. So just press in a little bit, like the top of your chest. And just say, my God. My God. My God, my God, God. Father, we want to please you. Father, we want to be directed by you. Father, we want to do and fulfill all that you have for us. Father, we want to be so close to you. Father, we want to go after you more and more and more. Because you are our everything. So hear our voice this morning as we're pressing in to our own spirit with your spirit and just calling you. How much we love you. We adore you. We adore you. And we put all of our faith in you. In you, God. No one else. Nothing else. But in you. In your Son. And in our sweet, precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Also, let's turn to Philippians, if you will, please. Philippians chapter 1, 12 to 14. Listen to this. Paul is writing to Timothy. Verse 12, but I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. What a deep understanding we have that Paul is actually thankful, and I can bring up so many more scriptures about his tribulations. And he was in prison. He was in chains, and he's actually saying here that the chains are in Christ, and that the brothers there, the brethren in the Lord, have become confident by my chains and much more bold to speak the word without fear. Now, what is that? This servant of God is in chains. But I believe they were able to correspond, write, or, you know, he is corresponding here. And the church that he was building up and he was ministering to And the church was just growing so fast in those days, you know, like the book of Acts. And Paul is saying, look at me in my chains. I am not crying. I am not shaking. I am not fearful. Because I know if I'm bound here in chains, God must be doing something so awesome. And look at me and be strong when you see me in my current situation. So, in tribulation, you know, we have to shine. The glory of the Lord is upon us, right? We have to learn to move in the Spirit and allow the world to really see who we are. And if you and I, if we have to go into some horrible times or experience some really heavy-duty things, I believe that something will unlock and be released in us and overpower us. And I believe that will be the Holy Spirit overpowering us. And you know what I do believe also? That we have to have the mind of Christ. Our thinking, our minds have to be renewed in order to really walk in God's, the center of His will and in the Spirit in these days and the days to come. Our minds have to be renewed. We have to have a changed mind. You understand what I'm saying? I keep hearing the Spirit saying to me, pray for the mind of Christ. What transformation that could bring. Having the mind of Christ, we understand, will understand God's plans in the world. The mind of Christ involves wisdom from God, once hidden, but now revealed. God is revealing so much to those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. We have to pray to the Holy Spirit to transform and renew our minds. And Father, I do come before you, and I ask you, Lord, we ask you, Lord, all of those that are willing and in one accord right now, that we would begin, our minds would begin to be transformed, that we could think the way Jesus thinks and could do, God, the things that you want us to do. And Father, that we would be not looking to the left or the right, but really centering in on your heart in these days, in Jesus' name. Please turn to Acts chapter 14. What was that sigh all about? Are you tired? Or was that, oh, this is heavy duty. Okay, Acts 14. verse 21. Okay. 21 to 22. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. So here were these men of God teaching these new converts, more than likely, and saying, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. And so the tribulations are the door to the kingdom. The Lord is about to trust us with more authority. This would mean nothing less than more of the glory of God being manifested. We're here on this earth to carry glory, to shine forth through the darkness, through that thick darkness that is coming on the earth. And do you know what? People will see visually, I believe, a glow shining through. I believe it. I remember, Sue, do you remember this? You had a bunch of ladies together at your house, and you had your very beautiful, precious friend come. And what did she say? Listen to this, remember this. We were all sitting around talking about different things, and all of a sudden, now she's really not spirit-filled, right? Goes to another denomination, but beautiful person, we love her. And she said, we were all the sisters in the Lord. We were about five or six of us, I guess, around your dining room table. And she said, all of you look alike. We said, what? She said, you all have a certain look. Dress, what? She said, it's right over here. You all have that same something. It's a different look right over here. And do you remember that? Remember that? She knew we were all Christians. We all came to this church. You know, we're coming to this church, part of this church. And she said, you all look like I see something. That sweet, sweet woman of God. So many times we prayed for her, right? And she was able to see something different in the Christian women. And that's only the beginning. When Apostle Paul's authority was challenged, he pointed to his afflictions. God's ways are not our ways. God is preparing each of us for heaven, where our rewards are already stored up. Do you know that God has your rewards for things you have not even done yet? They're stored up. What an awesome Father we have. They're already stored up in heaven. And he can't wait. He can't wait. Like at Christmas time when my kids were small, we couldn't wait for them to wake up and run downstairs. All the gifts were there and wrapped, and they would come down in their pajamas. They'd be so excited. They'd be tripping over each other. The Father has all of our rewards already waiting for us. Do you believe that? Acts chapter 5, verse 37 to 41 says, well, this part of it says, so they went of their way from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy. Let's turn to Acts chapter 5, verse 37. To 41. Okay. So it says, well, I'll go to 35. And he said to them, men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men, because they were holding these men. For some time ago, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him, and he was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. Now he's talking about the disciples. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone, for if this plan or this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. And they agreed with him. And when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Verse 41. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer for his name. It's a little scary, right? They were arrested, they were beaten, they were threatened, and then they let them go. And what did they do? Yes, they were rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. To be beat and to suffer shame So, you know, this is a little heavy, and I realize that. But God is preparing us. It's the Word. It's the anointed Word of God. And I believe that it is our responsibility to prepare, right? And to be prepared. They were counted worthy to suffer for His name. Oh, how they loved the Lord. Oh, how they loved God. To give their all. And it's time. It's time. We really give our all. It will be so worth it. And in these days, I don't know, you know, everything that's going to be happening. But I know that it's time to wake up. It's time to realize. It's time to be serious, yet carry that absolute joy of the Lord. Because He's with us. You know, many today don't understand spiritual authority and the privilege to be considered worthy to suffer for the sake of the gospel. Romans 5, verse 3 to 5 says, Paul says, "But we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character." You know, every trial is a test. You know, when we were in school, we would pass the tests and then go on to the next grade, right? Francis Frangipane, a wonderful man of God that went home to be with the Lord, he said, "You never fail one of God's tests. You just keep taking them until you pass." So you don't fail, ever. You'll just keep taking them until you pass. And we all go through things. Amen. And we try to get out of them as quickly as we can. And yes, me too. But yet stop and think. How does God want me to behave at this time? And what is God doing in me? Remember, He will never, ever give us more than we could handle. So you know what? I think we can handle a lot. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Paul tells us, God is faithful, and He will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with your testing, He will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. The Father is always with us in our good times or our bad times. He's so loving. And you know, here's another good thing to put your mind on, to concentrate on. Look up, for your redemption is drawing near. Amen. Tribulations lead us into the triumph in Christ and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. Now that's a scripture. Tribulations lead us into the triumph of Christ and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. Some will hate that sweet aroma, and others will turn towards it and want it. We are going to see a lot of suffering. I believe that. So hard times are coming. Get yourself ready. The bride has made herself ready for the hard times and to meet with the Lord, to meet the Lord. So we're ready. Right, Sister Davy? She is so ready. You're so ready. Are you starting to look out your window and the sky a lot to see if the Lord is there? But also, get yourself ready for hard times. You know, we're going to sail this ship and we're not going to sink because Jesus is in this ship. He's with us. God's presence will sustain us. Amen. God's presence is what will sustain us. Because when we're in the presence, and the presence is surrounding us, and the presence is strong, wow, we can become so victorious. So that's why we practice the presence. And we really have to not stop doing that. This is a book by Ruth Heflin. She went home to be with the Lord. But what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. You know, maybe you remember that Rich, our brother Rich, said, and he probably told you this, that he was with her. He was at a big meeting, people from all over, and Ruth got up. All of a sudden, she got up, and she was dressed kind of oddly, and she came, you know, to the front where the altar was, and she started to sing, out of tune, horrible voice, horrible. It's like, that's what Rich said. It was something like that. And she kept it, carrying on. And all of a sudden, such an anointing broke forth. And people were getting up. Men were getting up, coming to the altar, weeping and weeping and weeping. Rich said, when she started singing, I was like, but then she was actually breaking through the atmosphere, and there was presence. Such presence that people were weeping and weeping. And you know what? We want the presence. We want to carry the presence wherever we go. We want to practice the presence. We want to pray for the presence more and more and more until it's intensified. And people will not look at us, but people will be broken inside for the Lord. Amen. Now, I wanted to read a portion of scripture. Let me see now, where is it? Okay. I can go in so many different directions. And let you turn, please, you turn to Exodus 33. Exodus 33. Okay. You remember this, that Moses was on the mountain with God. And Moses, in verse 18, ask God, show me your glory. Please show me your glory. Verse 19, God replies to him, I will make all my goodness pass before you. His glory is his goodness. And I will proclaim my name, the name of the Lord, before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. And the Lord said, listen to this now. Here is a place by me. Here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but not my face. My face shall not be seen. But I love, here is a place by me. You know what? That's where I want to live, in the place by him, and I will cover you there. But you shall see my glory there. When Moses left that place, the shine on his face was the evidence of the presence of God. You can't be in his presence without it becoming visible in your life. Amen. And in the book, she talks about the presence She ministered to ministers. She traveled a lot. She would bring and knew how to bring the presence down and into a room because she practiced the presence. She waited for the presence. She cried out for the presence. She wasn't afraid to go anywhere, anywhere. And wherever she did go, there was testimonies left behind. And she brought out the fact that when Moses asked God, I want to see your glory, behold, there is a place by me. I feel that God is still saying that today. Behold, there is a place by me. You're getting it? And you want to be in that place where the glory is, where the presence is, where we can carry the presence. How do you find this place? How do you obtain this place? Look in the encyclopedia. Where do you find this place? There is a place by me. Being in his presence, surrounded by glory, carrying his presence. Where is that place? In the word? Certainly helps, yes. Where is his presence? Kathy, you're nodding your head. Where is his presence? Yes. It's called the secret place, right? Where you begin to nurture, where you begin to develop, you break the ground there, and a place is developed. Each of us have that place by him, and to cultivate that place and to carry that place, that will change the atmosphere. Is this super duper too supernatural? Is this super special, spiritual? Is this too much? It's truth. It's truth. Amen. That's why I shared with you a couple of weeks ago, I'm learning to stay in the spirit. Wherever I go, stay in the spirit. Yeah. And praying in the spirit. And remember what I said when I was in Home Goods? I have so many testimonies now that the woman came over to me and said, you passed me twice. I thought, okay, I never met her. Who are you? But she said, you're glowing. And I prayed before I went in the store that I would carry presence. It works. It's not too super duper spiritual. It's real. And it is for you. And you can attain it. You can attain it. So by chains, by afflictions, by these things that nobody wants. We don't want these things, Lord. But God knows what he's doing when he puts one of his children in a fiery situation, a difficult situation. He knows what he's doing. And he wants to bless us increasingly. That's why we can have so many questions. Why did this happen to me? Why did I have to go through this? Well, if you could see through God's eyes, or if you could see in the supernatural, you would know. Because sometimes God is so quiet about things, and that's when we have so many questions. There is a place by me. He that dwells in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. To be under the shadow of the Almighty, it means to move with him, right? To be under him, to be covered by him, to find that place under the shadow and to live there. This is possible. And the stories that I read about this woman and about so many other men and women, that they had that extra ingredient that I'm looking for, they're all saying the same thing. Get together with your God. daily. And carry that place, that secret place that you have with you when you go out, by praying, by keeping your mind on Him, by praying in the Spirit. Carry that place, praying. Everything is changing, kind of like in the twinkling of an eye, but in also bad, but also good. We will be like Him in a twinkling of an eye. He is changing us from glory to glory. That's what He's doing. You know, when the Hebrew people were in the desert, they had to follow, what did they follow? A cloud, right? We call it a glory cloud. They followed it. So that was the presence. And if that cloud moved, they had to get all their things really, really quickly. Oh my gosh, that must have been kind of hard to do. Get everybody together, and they moved. And they stayed with that cloud. They stayed in the presence. Unfortunately, there was so much flesh there, they never made it, right, to their promise. But we can read about that. We can read these stories, these real stories in the Bible, and reflect and gain knowledge and gain change by everything we read. These are the days not to fall asleep, but to stay awake, to stay so sensitive. Cultivate that place more and more and more. Get into that presence more. Fine-tune your ear and pray. Ask the Spirit of God, fine-tune my ear to hear the voice of God. To hear the voice of God. On Friday, I was very, very nervous. I'm not a nervous person because, you know, I'm always talking to God, and but I was very, very nervous, right? And I went to my husband and I said, I'm so nervous. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. Something was wrong. Something was wrong. And I kept feeling it here. Where is the Holy Spirit? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this is where I was so upset and I was so nervous. Something was wrong. And I started to fight it. I started to feel a little bit better. Well, lo and behold, we got very bad news. Very bad. Earth-shaking to me. And I kind of felt like I missed the mark. I was thinking more about what I was feeling like. Do you understand what I'm saying? I was more in the natural, in the flesh, right? So, but God is teaching us. God is teaching us. God is teaching us. He's giving us, He's visiting us today in the ways of preparing us by the Holy Spirit too. And God is saying, draw near. We have to cultivate that place together. Remember, Moses' face was so shining, it shone, and that it, I believe God wants to do that with us, that we actually, in the darkness that's coming on the world, we're going to be shining brighter and brighter, and people will come to our light, not everyone. People will run or hate that light, but many will come. Those that are called will be coming to our light. He's changing us from glory to glory. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. We are being changed. You're being changed, people, brothers and sisters. The Spirit and the Bride will be so close in these end times. There'll be such unity. There'll be such closeness. And this, I believe that we will know. We will have a knowing, an anointed knowing something is wrong, something we're supposed to call this one or the other one, you know? And I think I shared this before, but years ago, I used to spend so much time with God in my house, you know, when my kids were small and in school. And I remember cleaning the bathroom, one of the bathrooms, and I believe the Holy Spirit said to me, call this particular man, call this man. And this is a businessman, this is a, you know, I felt it was the Lord. So I said to the Holy Spirit, okay, let me finish what I'm doing, and then I'll call him. Cleaning the bathroom. I got his number, and the Holy Spirit said, no, call him now. And I felt like the Holy Spirit said, no, call him right now. So I got his number very quickly, and I called him. And I don't know if I had to go through his secretary, but he got on the phone, and I told him who I was, and I said, the Lord told me to tell him, do not give up. So I called him, and I said, listen, I'm not going to hold you, but I felt the Holy Spirit quickened me, you know, told me to call you right away and tell you, do not give up. And he said, oh, my God, I just said to my secretary, this very moment, I feel like giving up. That very moment, and the phone was handed to him. And so, you know, I want more of that sensitivity, don't you? Don't you? And I was kind of shaken because he was older than me and he was this, you know, and I had to call him and say this and go to his secretary and everything. And I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Did I really hear God? I'm going to do it. I was so happy after I did it. Yeah. He said, I just said, I feel like giving up, giving everything up, he said to me. I went like, oh my God, wow. I was surprised. And other things. Quickly obedient, responding quickly. I said, Holy Spirit, I'll do it later. No, do it now. Okay. So in that place, you begin to hear and learn the voice of the Lord. You know, there's so many voices out there. So many voices. And our own voice as well, which is so loud and clear. But in that place, we want the strength. We want the glory. We want to go on. We want to do things for God. We want to know his voice. We want the Holy Spirit to be our best friend. So sensitive to the Spirit. Having fellowship with the Spirit. The Bible says have fellowship back and forth with the Spirit of God. And we're teaching about that, walking in the Spirit at the ladies' Bible study. But the more you do that, you realize that it's so important, and you practice it, and you do it, and you do it, that voice becomes fine-tuned. He does it for us. And the Spirit of the bride, right before the rapture, we know, they are so close that they are calling, they're beginning to call Jesus to come. The Spirit and the bride, there's that call. You want to get into that place with that Spirit. You know, and you are the bride, but you want to become one with the Holy Spirit, and you want to start calling him, and you want to start asking, and you shall receive. Believe when you ask, and you shall receive. What gift do you want for the church? How do you want to move in the Spirit? Speak to the Spirit. Cry out to the Father. Ask him for giftings. Will he say no? He will. He has something else for you, but you get in there. And if you're asking according to his will, if you're asking for gifts, if you're asking for the things I'm talking about, I believe they are according to his will. Have faith. And you know what? It's okay to be greedy in the Spirit and want it all. We will be made strong and courageous, and we will be moving with the King. Captured by his glory, surrounded by his grace. And as you see the day approaching, look up, for your redemption is drawing near. Amen? Amen. We're going to have the elements. We're going to have communion together. And so keep your heart on the things in your mind, on the things that I express to you as we break bread together. Okay?
on down and distribute these elements? Once you receive the elements, would you stand? Hallelujah. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In your hand, you're holding a small little piece of wafer. It's not the wafer that's significant. It's what it represents. It represents the broken body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as he met with his closest disciples that night, and he took bread and he broke it, he explained to them that this is my body that's about to be broken. And as I share all the time, they really couldn't comprehend what he was talking about. They thought their Lord and Savior, their King, had come and was going to establish his kingdom. And what is he talking about? It's going to be broken. But he told them that every time you take this and you receive this, remember what I've done for you. And I have also shared, you know, I do this at every meal. I just say, I remember, Lord. I want to remember. I don't ever want to forget. And I believe he was telling them to do this in remembrance because he knew how easy we as frail humans, how easy it is for us to forget what he has done for us, the extent to which he has gone for us. It's thousands of years ago. It's in the past. It's history. But he wants it to be fresh in our mind. Amen? So as we receive this element this morning, let's receive it with an attitude of remembrance and thanksgiving for what he has done for us. Amen? Amen. Let's receive together. likewise, he took a cup of wine, and he held it up, and he shared with them how this wine represented his blood that was about to be shed. And I'm sure, once again, they must have been looking at each other. What is he talking about? But there's power in the blood. The Word of God tells us there's no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. But it also tells us in Hebrew how day after day after day after day the priests used to offer these sacrifices. But when this high priest came and offered this sacrifice once and for all, it was finished. And he explained to them how this blood was going to cover our sins. It was going to open the door for us to have communion with the Father, and how it was going to make a way for us to spend eternity with him. Amen? There's power in the blood. Go ahead. Amen. Amen. So once again, as we receive this and we drink this, let's remember what he has done for us. Amen? Amen. Let's drink together. Praise God. You know, we don't ever want to do this religiously. We may do this, usually we do this on the first Sunday of the month, just because it's easier for people to remember and to arrange for and everything to get it done. But it's something we should do on a daily basis. Remember what he has done for us. Amen? Amen. As we close, I just want to close with a prayer. And you've heard this prayer many times. It's called the Aaronic Blessing. So I just want to pray this over each and every one of us here this morning. I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you, that the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen? Amen. We invite you to join us in the cafe. Let's just have some refreshments.